Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 303 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie. And this episode is sponsored by Emily Ferris. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you, Emily.
Thanks, Emily. You're at LeakyCon. Yeah. Hey, can we hear from LeakyCon 2023? What's up? Oh my goodness. This is going to be fun. So today we will be discussing part one of chapter two of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows in memoriam. So make sure that you have read that chapter and you're ready to observe your way through the details.
That's a good one.
Like a famous one.
I get it. I get it.
Ew, like a funeral kind of thing.
It's like a funeral kind of thing. But before we begin, we gotta go to Mickey Mouse News for the weekly profit news. It's real simple this week, folks.
We're at LeakyCon! I'm so excited. We've had a very busy summer, and this is kind of like the winding down end of it, and it is like so good to end all of our summer escapades at LeakyCon.
Yes.
So. Absolutely. So make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they could too. And that would be fun.
Are you reading your notes? Just say it. You know it by heart.
I know. I just have to. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flick Cast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/SwishFlickCast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going and gives you access to our exclusive Felix Files episodes, our Discord channel, live recordings, trivia games, Swish swag boxes, and more. Thank you all so much for your support. And people ask us all the time, we are always taking Potter stories. Please email them to us at swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Way to go.
Now, everybody watch Tiffany. Because the moment is here.
Would you like an authentic original? No one has to. Oh, look at all. All right, I'll give you this. All right. Katie,
Tiffany,
are you looking me in my eyes?
Yeah. Remember, the mic is real hot.
I'm going to destroy this thing. All right, it's time. Are you ready?
I'm looking into your soul.
It's time for the recap!
I love you. I love you so much.
You're welcome, all of you.
That was probably something she's been dreading all day.
I literally thought about it when I sat down and looked at what is in our notes as recap. And I was like, oh no.
Okay, so we're at the table with Voldemort. What a lovely place to be. He's already teased Lucius, Plutus. We've teased Bellatrix. Now we're torturing Draco, of course, because we're going to make him look up at a charity garbage, the poor woman. Voldemort tells everyone who she is, and he abandons her, feeds her Nagini. What just happened?
That was so abrupt.
That's what happened.
I know. Okay. So the summary for today is, Harry is rummaging through his trunk and causes himself to bleed. We get some nice callbacks to previous books with items he finds, and then ultimately he discovers that a broken mirror from Sirius is what caused his cut on his finger. He goes through more things in his trunk and has items in piles to stay or go. Hedwig is annoyed with him, which makes him sad. He should be sad because she's almost gone. Oh my god, I forgot what I wrote. I did this last night. I wrote, she's a cute wee bird who is about to die, unfortunately. Harry finds a Daily Prophet and rereads Elpheus Dodge's Memoriam of Dumble.
Cute wee bird is such a Tiffany influence.
It is definitely a Tiffany influence.
Small things are neat.
Things are weird things, yes. Okay. Well, Harry's bleeding, so what's new, right?
All right.
He leaves. Oh, we don't have the bell.
Oh, no.
Okay, good. Sorry. Colors and numbers. I'm counting on you.
Yeah, call it out.
Okay. All right. When he leaves his bedroom at number 4, Privet Drive.
A plus.
All right. So there's a crunch, right? He's trying to leave his bedroom. But he steps on a cup of cold tea that's on the ground outside of his bedroom door. Later on, he realizes that it's not a booby trap, as he says. It's a peace offering. And he only thinks about that until like the very last second that they're together. So I just, that one kind of hurts. Only because of the conversation that he has with Dudley leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of sad because you say that, like, Hedwig's mad at him right now. Dudley does this peace offering that he misinterprets as a booby trap. And it's like, it just lets you know that you don't know the time that you have, right? To feel these certain feelings. So that's a sad tweet. Or what are they called now? Oh no. Are they called sad exes? Is anybody subscribing to that?
It could be a sad thread. I don't know.
A loose thread.
Oh.
That's a loose thread.
Katie with the quips.
Right. So that's a really big moment that can get looked over until later on in the next chapter. And we know that now, as a secondary read, that that's in fact a peace offering. I'm really happy that Harry doesn't call Dudley out on this because it makes for a really nice parting moment later on. And so Harry actually has a bright idea, which
he
sometimes you can probably.
He does.
He's trying to stop the bleeding from his finger, right? And he thinks to himself that it's kind of wild that he doesn't have any magical education for this moment, right? It's useless at this point in time because he's not 17, but he doesn't have any kind of skills to take care of a small wound like this. And that can be pretty detrimental. I mean, we're really lucky later on when Ron gets splinched that she self-taught, and I would assume, how to heal that with dignity. And he says, quote, well, the author says, quote, but he had to admit to himself that this jagged cut in his finger would have defeated him. He had never learned how to repair wounds, and now he came to think of it, particularly in light of his immediate plans, it seemed like a serious flaw in his magical education. I think we brought that up before, right?
The flaws in the education?
This particular flaw.
Yeah. There's a couple.
Yeah. So Harry had spent his morning emptying his school trunk of everything and separating the things that he's going to need on this journey for killing Voldemort and for stuff that he's going to have to leave behind.
Like, truly, what does one pack to kill Voldemort?
Books.
I know.
Books, yeah.
That'll be the books.
So he's actually deep cleaning his trunk this year rather than just kind of like scraping off the top stuff, which resulted in him like plunging his hand down in. But we don't really like, why is your hand bleeding when you stepped on tea? That doesn't make sense. But he like plunges his hand into his trunk to kind of clean it out, and he pulls it out only to find if his hand is bloody. And so he notes that he cuts his right ring finger. And I was like, does that mean something? In fact, it does. Because there's a meaning for everything, right? So I found this from a site called Arius Boutique. Take it with a grain of salt, friend. So quote, from this website, quote, in many cultures, the right ring finger symbolizes love and trust. In countries including Germany, Russia, and India, wedding and engagement rings are worn on the right ring. This finger can also convey self-love and is often used for rings that celebrate a milestone or an accomplishment. Who is this? this mirror from?
Sirius. I was going to say, is it I lost my train of thought. Is it an accomplishment that he's actually cleaning out his trunk?
I think a personal accomplishment, definitely. But I love like the love and trust. But like, I'm sorry, even but I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now he's more cautious when he's digging through his trunk, and he discovers some things from his previous years at Hogwarts. And I really adore the little callbacks to the previous books. It's I said they're like little notes from old friends from simpler times.
Yeah, I like that.
That's pure poetry. So he finds a badge that flickers feebly between support center Diggory and Potter Sphinx. Finds a cracked sneakoscope of gold. Lock it with the note from R.I.P. And then the sharp edge that had this So the badge is from Goblet. Sneakoscope could be from prisoner. And the note from Locket. And he says, quote, I recognized at once it was a 2-inch-long fragment of the enchanted mirror that his dead godfather Sirius had given him. Harry laid it aside and felt cautiously around his trunk for the rest, but nothing more remained of his godfather's last gift except a pop of glass, which clung to the deepest layers of debris like a glittering grip.
It is sad to me. And I was going back through, and it's amazing because I had just gone through my book and like used tabbies and used my purple pen for notes and such. And even on my second book, even as just my second reread of this book in itself, I already found new things to know, such as Hermione must have like done her own research, and I thought it was also interesting his packing, and how it's like ending his childhood school life with this trunk and repacking it with the rucksack for his life. So the mirror, he got this two-way mirror from Sirius in order for Christmas, and was supposed to use it if Snape was getting home. And this mirror, this fragment, right, is the key to his saving grace later on. When we get there, we can talk about it.
I was going to say, like, the way that I'm, like, annotating this book this time is, like, I'm trying really hard to find definite foreshadowing moments, definite like, character growth moments, and, like, I wrote in all caps in my book, huge foreshadowing. This is such a huge foreshadowing moment because I'm sure that a lot of us forgot about this mirror. So, like, the fact that it has this big moment at the beginning of the book. at the beginning of the book is, like, is just her way of saying, like, remember this. Yeah. It will be important later.
Yeah. Unless you're me and Tiffany and we're like, yeah, I wonder why that was mentioned. Weird.
It's also crazy to think that, like, in this moment, this is potentially, like, almost destroyed, you know? Like, there's just a little bit of it left. Like, it's literally sand in the bottom of his trunk.
Yeah.
So to think that, like, something that's going to be so important later could have been completely destroyed, like, pretty easily.
Yeah, definitely.
So I have a thought in regards to the dust, right? So there's nothing left of this piece of the mirror except this, the power glass and then the 2-inch fragment, right? And it's at the bottom of his trunk and it's like glittering grit. And I kind of wonder, could we take that grit and make it something anew because it is magical grit?
No, he looked at his hand and said, this is the skin of a killer pillow. Woo! Goodbye.
We have been wondering all day how that was going to
get. Well, I'm glad that I softballed that to you, Catherine.
Thank you.
Katie's like, how am I going to bring up Twilight tomorrow? I'm like, it'll happen. It'll happen.
So natural for you. But honestly, like, do we think that there could be anything else? Can you take that and form it? I mean, we have magic, right?
I mean, why not? It's not like dark magic destroyed it.
Yeah.
Because then it's just
natural life ways.
He's just throwing angry. Away magic dust.
Magic dust? Like, if you that in someone's face, what could happen? I don't know. That would probably hurt their eyes.
Could turn into a vampire. I don't know. It's possible.
That's actually how it happens. You don't have to bite anyone. That's the nice one.
So you're done. That's you closing your book was you're done.
Yeah, it's like when you close your menu. You're supposed to know when you order. It's your turn.
It's my turn.
Your turns look so tiny because they're not in here.
It's because I'm trying a new thing. This book where I'm actually doing the thing in the book. It's kind of nice. I like it. So, I'm trying to remember where I was. Okay. So he like sits up and he's examining the jagged piece of mirror, and all he sees is his eye reflected. I kind of do think as well that that's a little bit of foreshadowing, that that's all he's going to see of, oh my God, I'm
Aberforth.
Thank you. Wow. Aberforth's face is just his eye. And he also finds this Daily Prophet. He sees the Daily Prophet and it is like unread on his bed. That's from this morning, sorry. Oh my gosh, I'm all over the place. So he is just like attempting to stem this like sudden upsurge of bitter memories and like regret that he has from the mirror, just like remembering who it's from and like everything that happened with Sirius.
As a reminder, couldn't he have used that to check on Sirius?
Well,
I mean, it's terrible.
Mirror of guilt,
right?
Yeah.
I'm just making sure for my own.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So after that, he is like sorting through all of his things, and this is kind of like literal words from my notes. I'm not sure if the fact I'm listening to Long Live by Taylor Swift while writing this, but this marks the end of an age.
It's the end of an era?
The end of an era.
It just keeps getting better.
He's in his Voldemort era right now.
Definitely.
So, again, like callbacks to previous books, we have his school and Quidditch robes, his cauldron, parchment, quills, and most of his textbooks were like piled in a corner. He was leaving those behind because this is the moment where he is literally leaving school behind and embarking on this insane journey that he knows very little information about to try to conquer a very dark wizard. However,
Katie and I just made like weird eye contact.
It's so funny. Anyway, I'm just kidding. I'm joking. So then to take, he has a pile of his muggle clothing, his invisibility cloak, potion making kit, certain books, and the photograph album Hagrid had once given him, which I think is so sweet. It just like proves how sentimental Harry can be, and I like that about him. Mm-hmm. Also, this line has always been like gut-wrenching to me whenever he's talking about the locket. He said, the locket was accorded this place of honor, not because it was valuable. In all usual senses, it was worthless, but because of what it had cost to attain it. Which is just really sad, because obviously at the beginning of this book, we are still very much grieving the loss of Dumbledore. And Harry is still active. I mean, he's going to be, for most of this book, actively grieving Dumbledore. And most specifically, he, after putting this locket aside, goes and finds a specific article that he wants to reread, which is Alpheus Doge's Memoriam article about Albus. Dumbledore.
First name, just strange.
She does that when I say Remus, too, but it feels weird to me to say Lupin, and like maybe now I'm feeling that way about Albus, too.
Yeah, we're closer than that. Okay.
So anyway.
Although listening to Lori Kim this morning, I felt very bad about my love for Remus. All valid. I was just
right. I literally was thinking the same thing. I was like, he's one of my favorite characters. Okay.
Welcome to the club. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Also to note that in this particular issue of the Daily Prophet is the mention of Charity Burbage resigning from her role at Hogwarts.
That's Bob Shorts.
Yeah, which is in my opinion, a very quick turnaround, because literally a chapter before we see her get killed by Voldemort, and now we, like, Harry knows that she resigned. He doesn't know that she was murdered, but he knows that she's, like, no longer going to be at Hogwarts.
This is a beautiful spin by the new heads of the Ministry of Magic, you know?
Right.
She resigned.
Yeah.
She's on holiday.
Mm-hmm. So the first little bit of this article is Elpheus talking about how him and Albus met at age 11 on the train, which I was like, is he like Dumbledore's Ron? Which I just thought was like a cute little connection and moment.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Elpheus talks about how he had dragon pox, and I mean, he like was no longer contagious, but he still had like the greenish hue. What? Green? Greenish hue. And then I was like, I don't think that I've ever gone and read exactly what dragon pox is.
Not that red. These are homophones. You think you're so funny.
My gosh. So, dragon pox makes you turn green. It gives you little speckles, just like the chicken pox would. And I know, I was like, do you have something to add? Okay. And then also when you sneeze, sparks come from your nose.
Were you listening to Sparks
Fly? She doesn't play that song on the Eras Tour set list, Katie.
I didn't know that's the place you were listening to.
I was watching the show on TikTok last night.
I didn't know when you, I was in and out of sleep. I don't know.
So I did these notes during the Speak Now era. Anyway, fun fact, the first cases of dragon pox were wizards working with Peruvian viper tooth dragons. That was like how it originated. That's from the wiki, so take that with a grain of salt, because they also have like Hogwarts mystery stuff in there as canon, but you know. So,
is it like wrong of us to accept Cursed Child as canon, but not
Hogwarts Mystery?
I
do accept Cursed Child as canon, though. I know that's controversial. Sorry.
If you don't, you'll have wrong opinion.
Also, so like that was what Elpheus had going for him. He was recovering from dragon pox still, and then Albus was kind of on the outskirts as well when it came to other students, because he came to Hogwarts a year after his dad had attacked the three Muggles. Before he came to school. And it was just, like, well publicized, and everybody knew about it.
Did you happen to look up Percival's name? His dad?
No.
It's quite interesting.
Okay, tell me.
I have lots of notes.
Okay.
Percival actually means pierce the veil. Which I thought was really cool, right?
I was waiting for someone to say that.
That page is great. Percival was also a knight of King Arthur. I thought that that was kind of interesting. Vale meaning like valley, or to agree, or could mean to say goodbye. Yeah. And I just thought that was pretty cool. I broke down all the names, so.
That's awesome. I did pull. I am very proud of you.
Thank you. That's awesome.
I did pull like a little bit more information about the attack as well. So when Ariana was six, she was assaulted by three Muggle boys, and the incident left her. It's not funny. I was laughing at the ding. I'm not laughing at Ariana's situation here. The incident left her permanently traumatized and unable to control her magic powers. I know that, like, since Fantastic Beasts has come out, a lot of, I think it's been confirmed, right?
Yeah.
That Ariana was an Obscurial.
Obscurial.
Yes. So, like, this trauma caused her to become an Obscurist. Welcome to Swish and Flick. We don't know how to pronounce anything. thanks. I doubt it, though. You are fantastic. So, Percival was angry about what these Muggle boys had done to Ariana and attacked them, and this resulted in his arrest and conviction by the ministry. He was sentenced to Azkaban, where he later died, and he never admitted the reasons for his attack on the Muggles, and this was largely due to his fear that if the ministry found out about Ariana's condition, they would send her to St. Mungo's for the rest of her life, effectively locking her St. Mungo's Hospital for Magical Maladies and Malords.
Sorry, totally interrupting.
No, you're fine. Effectively locking her away permanently as a hazard to the International Statute of Wizarding Secrecy.
Do we know what he did to attack? Like,
I don't think that we know details.
Was it physical? Was it magical? Either way, it's an attack, but I'm just curious.
I mean, it's serious enough for him to have had a sentence to die in Azkaban. I mean,
so I would assume it's magical.
It feels very crucio to me.
Ooh, it does say a fit of mental rage.
So yeah,
that's probably correct.
That's
It just feels like it had to have been something that the ministry would have been like, no, forever.
No,
deuces.
No.
Deuces. You guys have a sixth sense of humor for laughing at that.
Welcome aboard.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My turn. What?
Yeah, sorry, it's your turn. It's yellow now.
Okay, so I'm going to be flip-flopping between Albus and Dumbledore a lot. I mean, the same person. I'm not talking about Albus Severus, just talking about Albus.
Our dude, Al.
Yeah, Al. And also, side note, I don't like that it says Albus's with an S apostrophe S. No, it's Albus with an apostrophe S. And...
Are you sure?
Yes. I mean, it's grammatically correct, sure, but again, you're allowed to have your wrong opinion. I don't like that. Every time I read it, it's like, I don't like it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I actually don't know what you're talking about.
The apostrophe.
Terry would agree with me. Shout out to our photographer, bestie.
What?
It's like.
Like when you write out Albus,
so important.
But you're saying Albus is like possessive. It's like Albus apostrophe S. She doesn't like that.
Just you could just
that's
do
what she's
apostrophe.
Saying.
I know the
but
office
she was
does not,
reading
and
it.
It was grinding on my fingers. I did it correct in my notes.
Okay.
This is a side note.
Weird. Take it off. So Albus never denied that his father did commit this crime. He even told Albus later in life that he didn't know his father to be guilty, so it's not like he was ever trying to hide it. He just didn't want to talk about it. Blame him. We do learn that his dad died in Azkaban, but beyond that, Dumbledore never spoke about it, though many attempted to make him do so, and I think that's like really trash behavior. Don't do that. If you don't want to talk about it, don't talk about it. You know? You gotta kind of feel people out, hopefully when they're ready to talk to you.
Well, there's like a lot of things going on with that whole situation, right? Like, what does he even talk about? How deep does he go? How much does he let other people know? You know what I mean?
Especially like you said, like if they're fearful of Ariana being taken away or something like that. It's
right.
Gonna be hush-hush.
Yeah.
Even though it should be secrets and lies, that's how the Dumbledore's working. Right. Didn't you see in Frozen how like oppression doesn't work? Keep it all inside. You gotta let it go.
No, we're talking about Frozen.
Bingo!
No! Hey! What rang it up? Disney?
Disney.
Okay.
I didn't even know that was on there.
Congratulations to Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, wait, hold on. Did you get a Disney bingo too?
Okay, well, then you guys both get bingo.
No!
Congratulations!
Katie.
What?
Yell at her for being mean to a Hufflepuff.
Were you mean?
No. Yes!
I must have blacked out over the victory.
There was a second victory of Hufflepuff.
I was happy for both the houses I'm not a part of.
A Hufflepuff also got bingo at the exact same time.
I know, but I didn't hear that Tiffany was
I wasn't.
I'm proud of you. Secrets and lies.
I'm proud of you. my gosh.
Where was I? I don't know. So some people assume that Dumbledore would also be a Muggle hater. Also, please don't do this. This is like an 11-year-old child going to school. Thank you. You don't know the whole story. Just, you know, try to think before you speak. But, you know, don't do that. So Elpheus says that they could not be more mistaken, though, because he had never revealed any sort of anti-Muggle tendency. And he actually gained enemies through the years because he fought for Muggle rights. So in a matter of months, Albus's, with one apostrophe, fame started to overshadow his father's time. Good for him. So by the end of his first year, he would never again be known as the son of a Muggle leader, but nothing more or less than the most brilliant student ever seen at the school, in which Hermione cringed and cried. Albus says, those of us who were privileged to be his friends benefited from his example, not to mention his help and encouragement, with which he was always generous. He confessed to me later in later life that he knew even then that his greatest pleasure lay in teaching.
I have a question.
Sure.
Did you look up all the Lord's names and what they meant?
Did you, Tiffany?
Because it's funny when you read them in order.
Okay.
No, please take it.
And we'll probably have to do an entire episode to kind of deep dive and theorize what all this means.
I want to know all about Brian.
It's not what you want it to be. I'm sorry. So, Albus, in Latin, means white. We said Percival, pierce the veil. Wolfric, Wolfbauer. Brian. High or noble, which is not what I was expecting. So, white.
Pierce the veil.
Wolf power. I know.
Leader of the pack.
Oh.
What?
Leader of the pack. No? Come on.
No idea.
Where are you?
What is that from?
It's a song.
Oh.
Oh. I'm going to be quiet.
No, don't.
I listen to Taylor Swift and Go to Charlotte.
Okay. It's a very popular song.
So Dumbledore also won, according to Elpheus, every prize of note that Hogwarts had to offer, and was soon in regular correspondence with a bunch of magical names at the time. So we know Nicholas Flamel, who is the celebrated alchemist. Mathilda Bagshot, she's super important in her ominous book. And Adalbert Waffle.
I can't hear the name. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
It's so dumb. But
I'm worth interrupting for.
I can't hear Nicholas Flamel without literally word for word hearing Hermione in the first movie. It's Nicholas Flamel.
Right.
The Alchemist. That's all I was gonna say.
So who is Adalbert Waffling? I don't remember if we ever brought him up because I have no memory of anything ever.
I think that we talked about him whenever we were going through the school lists because he's an author for one of their books, right?
I think so. He wrote Magical Theory.
Yeah. I feel.
So he's credited to have written, quote, all about magic. That's very broad. He's somewhat seen as the father of magical theory, as it is a popular claim that every modern wizard has learned from his writings. He's the one who formulated the fundamental laws of magic and wrote magic. So I'm sure we heard about that, at least from the writing, if not all of the rest. Yeah.
It's the Umbridge book.
Oh, ew.
Oh.
If you can hear it on the recording of here, Mia said it's the Umbridge book.
Okay.
Ew. Never mind, it's terrible. So Dumbledore also had some papers published in Transfiguration Today, challenging the charming and the practical potion here. He did it all. He's like a renaissance.
That's great. Epic. Okay. Transfiguration, charms, and potion.
Right? That's like the whole spectrum.
Yeah. He's well-rounded.
The only question left,
when would Dumbledore become Minister of Magic? Or Minister for Magic? You know they changed that.
You think that he only never wanted it after the thing with Grindy?
Yeah, I feel like he probably at some point wanted it.
I feel like he would. You know, if that was their thing, is to become into this position of power, maybe up until that moment, he realized that, why not?
Yeah, I think that's like the strongest thing about Dumbledore, is he knows his flaws and chooses to stay away from the things that he knows he's attracted to. What? Like power. Like he could be a Grindelwald if he wanted to, and he realized that was the wrong path, so he was like, no, forget it. If you go
he definitely has some good
beasts,
points.
A little chillin' was like, dude, you're super pure at heart, and he was like, no. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Okay. okay, so then Aberforth came to Hogwarts 3 years after them, and Elpheus described them as not alike. Aberforth was not bookish and preferred to settle arguments with duels. Elpheus says it's wrong to say, though, that they were not friends. The way he describes them is kind of like they're just very much brothers. They annoyed each other, but they didn't hate each other yet. Quote, it must be admitted that living in Albus's shadow would not have been an altogether comfortable experience. Being continually outshone was an occupational hazard of being his friend. It cannot have been any more pleasurable as a brother. So Elpheus and Albus leave Hogwarts, and I had forgotten about this. They intended to take, apparently, what was then a traditional, like, tour of the world after you graduated Hogwarts. They were supposed to do that.
That's very much a thing in places that's not America.
I wish it was. That's amazing, because you don't expose yourself to new cultures. And, like, the point of this, written in this article, is to visit and observe foreign wizards.
Yeah.
And then I didn't make the connection also that, like, he didn't make this one. But then Grindelwald comes along, and they plan to go and do their own thing. And then that leads to more trouble. Fun stuff.
Trouble.
So the day before they're going to leave, Kendra, who is mom Dumbledore, unfortunately dies, and leaves Albus as the sole head of the family. And Elpheus stayed long enough to go to the funeral, and then he said, peace, I'm still going on the journey. Good luck. And he says there's no question that Albus would come with him because he had a brother and sister. That's the third of the chapter.
It's three.
It's gonna be three.
It's gonna be three. Yeah, it's gonna be three.
So this is our normal lightning bolt round. Does anybody have anything that they want to ask?
Lightning bolt round.
Yes.
We had to pick a meaning for each other's names. Thank you, Sam.
This is
you come up with the greatest things.
What did you say?
Megan is Taylor's version.
Truly, I like am so sorry for anybody who's around me this weekend because I am feral about Taylor Swift this weekend.
I apologize.
Katie
I'm not sorry. You're right.
Katie is Snacks. Yeah, for sure. Snacks.
Teacher Teef.
Teacher Teef.
Yeah. Yes. Just three? Okay, if we were going to have our travel around the world after school, what three, at least, countries would we want to go to?
Assuming I hadn't gone before, I'd go to the UK again.
Yeah.
Can I just like make the rounds there? You can do whatever you want.
I would really want to go to Japan.
Yeah.
I gotta hit up that Tokyo Disneyland. Among other things, obviously, but Australia.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank
Germany.
You for knowing everything that I want to go to.
Well, we've discussed, you know, like we're married.
Are we?
And Germany. I think that my three would be Japan, Australia, Germany.
Nice. Anyone else? Anybody got a true life? Anyone really fast? Matches this chapter? Think of Taylor Swift song that matches this chapter.
Long Live by Taylor Swift.
I don't know.
Taylor's version.
Like, I don't know if that one.
Yes, it does. It's the...
Oh, Big Reputation. He's got a Big Reputation.
I was thinking about Harry, like, packing his stuff away, like, the end of an age. Like I said in my notes. It fits.
Do you have a song?
I'm trying to think of one right before. I'm really struggling.
Are you ready for it?
There you go.
Mean?
No.
All right. Katie has a fan story to read for us.
I do have a fan story. This person's in the audience, I'll be flabbergasted, because this is from November of 2018.
That's early.
Yeah, very long time. Okay. And they were very nice, and phonetically spelled out their name, which I always appreciate. So this is from Nearer Capital. Hi, Tiffany, Megan, Katie, and all my fellow Swishers. My name is Mirror. My Hogwarts house is Ravenclaw. Shout out to Ravenclaw. And my Illinois house is Horned Serpent. my wand is English Oak Wood, the unicorn herbal. 10 3/4 inches with surprisingly swishy flexibility. And my Patronus is a white mirror.
Is that a rabbit? No.
It's mirror. You got like 30 of them.
I heard a hare. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's a horse. I got it.
Here's our baby. Yeah. Would you like to make another horse sound? Huh? Would you like to make another horse sound?
No.
Decline. Now that I finally caught up with the podcast, I wondered if it's time. I decided it was time to send in my horse story. When I was in kindergarten and early primary school, I hate reading and always preferred to be playing outside. Anyone who knows me now has a hard time believing that because I think I was about 7 or 8 when I first read Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone. And I'm not sure why I even started reading it when I didn't like reading, but I think my mom probably made me give it a go. However it happened, I can't be more grateful that I did read it because it changed my life. Harry Potter was a series that finally made me love reading. Since then, I've discovered so many amazing books that I probably wouldn't have ever known about if I didn't read Harry Potter at all those years ago. I'm even very slowly writing a novel of my own, something I wouldn't even have dreamed of doing when I was younger.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, is it out? Are you some famous author? Do you still like us? Have you jumped ship? I got into listening to podcasts around the start of this year, 2018, and found Swish and Flick pretty soon after that. I used to do a repeat of the series every year, but I haven't done one in a while. So listening to you discuss the books in so much detail has reignited my love for them. One of the things I love about Harry Potter is that there's so much in them that every time you read them, up on something new. And listening to Swish and Flick has made me realize just how much more there is to learn. Thank you for being so amazing and don't let the moments beat you down. Love,
Mirror.
Thank you. I too learn so much every episode. I
love that it's a very common thing for Potter fans to do is to do an annual
review. Yeah, I think
it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, you look really happy about this one.
Yeah.
And I picked one and tabbed it. I've been really doing my job lately.
Thank you.
Love this for you. Don't look.
I'm not looking.
This comes from Howlin' Hilarity for Hufflepuff. They're eating Huffle Ruffles.
Huffle Ruffles?
Oh, that's cute.
They're eating a snack on the front cover. Oh, good snack. Okay, why is there always room in Harry Potter's hometown? Because it's hollow.
That would have been a good one for Kent, too, because we did a Felix Files on Godric's Hollow.
Oh,
it's okay.
It depends on where I flip.
The squirrel one was good.
If it's too stupid or not. Mostly they are.
So if you are interested in following along on our journeys of life on social media, you can follow myself and Katie on Instagram and TikTok at The Petrus Family. And Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_Flick. And then again, if you'd like to follow the pod, we're on Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook at SwishFlickCast.
And maybe Threads.
No, I don't
want to do that. It's been created. I just can't promise I'll be there ever.
The Instagram, though, is a whole lot of fun. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, I think the last time I looked for this the other day, it was like 6.6 hours.
No. Really?
It's something.
And it's so
oh,
kind,
gosh.
Too.
Yeah, it's
like you're mean.
Everybody's respectful in there.
Yeah.
Okay. This is yellow writing.
What?
Yeah. Come see us at our panel tomorrow. So we're gonna have another live show tomorrow for other podcasts and conversations. Like, if you are a younger listener in the room, I would maybe you
no know, children. I'm so sorry, you guys. I love you deeply, but do not come tomorrow.
It is mature adult content.
It's not for you.
But yeah, that's it.
3:45.
Tomorrow, we're also gonna have, well, I can talk about this later. We're gonna have a meetup later today. Sarah J. Maas meetup here.
And with Fanatical Fic, shout out to Sequoia and Kim in the room. We're having a meetup tonight at 6:30. Yes, thank you. 6:30, 8 o'clock. All the info's on our Instagram, like the address and whatnot, so come and check that out and hang out with us. So, again, shout out to Ravenclaw and Hufflepuff for winning bingo today. Your points will be added, I promise. Mia probably already added them. Of course she did.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, and one last thing before, what? Before we go.
What?
What?
That's today?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is Tiffany forgot about the SJM meetup today. Also, come and check out the Wizarding Wireless Collective booth in the, is it called like the South Vendor? Yeah, the Cool Vendor Hall. It is a collection of a whole bunch of different Harry Potter podcasts you guys can find and check out, some new ones too, and then, you know, we also have some stuff over there as well. So, and we're actually going to be going to the booth after this panel. Yeah, so we will be hanging
we'll be
out there for a while.
Recording part as well. It's the same thing. Just so you know. What, do we have standings?
Yeah, do we have house club standings?
No.
Come on up here. Come on, it's Mike.
Oh, if it's not broken, I'm gonna be quite angry. Wow. Is it Griff? Is it Griff?
You wanna look, you wanna be surprised.
Okay. Read it, tell me.
In fourth place with 720 points is Slytherin. In third place, 1056, Hufflepuff. In second place with 1290 points is Ravenclaw.
Oh!
And in first place currently with 1600 points, Gryffindor.
Roar! Roar! Gryffindor.
I
what
have
was that evil laugh.
I have Swish and Flick ribbons for anybody who I am so I really like I need to pat myself on the back here for 4 leaky cons. I said I'll have ribbons and I never did, and I do this time, so shout out to me for ordering those in time.
You.
And I also have some buttons if anybody wants any buttons.
Guys,
yeah,
okay.
Do you want to close it out?
I would love to close this out. So that concludes this week's episode and Swish and Flick Live at 2023. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down. Well done. Well done.
Thank you.
Amazing. Just my voice.
So we do this for, okay, so for anybody who, by the way,
take a poll.
Hello, we are Swish and Flick.
Yay! Those are two pens.
Say your name.
Oh, I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
So welcome to our live. If you have ever joined us live on Discord, we do bingo every single time we record because we are just unhinged, and Jess created this. So again, shout out to Jess. She took all of the things that we say the most and put them in bingo sheets. So yes, if you win bingo, even if we're talking, feel free to shout bingo. And then someone, Jess maybe, will come and make sure it's legit, right? We still have to do that, you know? And then you tell her what house you are in that house, in our little house cup on Discord, like you will get the 50 points for your house.
It's not little, it's serious.
It's very serious. It just restarted, so like
very serious.
The odds are ever in your favor.
Hey, Leaky's all fandoms now. So
right?
That works.
I know. Look at Katie's shirt.
Don't look at it.
Yes, Loka.
Oh. Stand up. Stand up. Bella, where the heck have you been, Loka? Because, you know.
I love how his face is right here for everyone to see.
I know.
It's great. Oh, doesn't count.
It counts. Yeah, it's LeakyCon. There's no rules. Yes, it counts.
I did not intro the episode yet. What house are you? Who said does it count? Because if it's anything other than Gryffindor, no, it does not.
It counts. Do it. It's fine. I approve. Yeah.
Are we doing this?
Yeah.
Relatively on time? Because we are business professionals.
We're only 3 minutes late.
This is not fashionable. Right. You guys are getting the good stuff today. Can we give a shout out to Maddie? He does not care. Okay. Here we go.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.